This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people who are working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail to be delivered today to your local mailbox. And let's not forget the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers that keep America rolling along. Thank you for all you're doing. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And you were just reading something to me. Is that a breaking news story that you were telling me about?
What topic?
What you just told me here during the break.
The Taliban?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We're trying to come to some kind of an accord with the Taliban by September the 1st. We have what is known as a comprehensive peace agreement, but they're trying to work through, I guess, some kind of details. Now, what we're asking the Taliban is, you will not harbor any kind of al-Qaeda factions and, you know, whatever other stipulations we're asking for. And that would be in exchange for the United States and allied countries to remove 20,000 troops from Afghanistan. So then there would be something called a permanent ceasefire. Not a, you know, so is it a peace agreement or is it just a permanent ceasefire? So I don't know. While we're in all these talks, why haven't we come to some kind of a ceasefire while we're in these talks?
Mm-hmm.
There's something very wrong with this one.
They certainly continue their bombing.
Well, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where we are, so the listeners can understand that we have something, we have a draft agreement. We're doing all these little rewrites with it. And I don't see any indication that the Taliban would be part of the Afghanistan parliament or government, although I think that at one point was part of the discussion.
Believe so. Mm-hmm.
But they're saying they're not finished yet. They're meeting again, blah, 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 blah. So I'm already jaded on this one, but, you know, some people out there are much smarter on this one than me, but it's not working for me.
Now, Syria is still very much on the map, not only because of Russia and the bombing of Idlib, killing a bunch of civilians, but also because it looks like as if the United States has reached some sort of agreement with our allies, Britain and France, to fill the void when we withdraw our troops from that area and send their troops in to make sure that the area is kept secure. I don't know what's going to happen there or how much or what kind.
Well, here's the thing with that. When Britain and France were very happy that, you know, that they send in, you know, troops and, you know, to these battlefields. I'm good with all that. However, there always seems to be these stipulations, and a lot of times that they're not allowed. Now, we don't know if it's going to be ground troops. We don't know if it's going to be surveillance. We don't know what the mission or the orders are for Britain and France troops, but they always have these stipulations that they will do anything to avoid military hostilities. Well, I'm not so sure that that's going to get us anywhere. Remember, I mean, are Britain and France, you know, these troops, are they going to take on the airstrikes that Russia continues to do? I mean, Russia continues to bomb.
They do.
Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this one kind of doesn't make any sense to me unless Britain and France are also going to send in some aircraft, and we're going to stop Russia and Syria from bombing their own people. So I don't get that one either.
Now, General Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has made a blanket statement. He says the United States will provide surveillance and organizational support to a proposed coalition to bolster maritime security against the Iranian threats in the Straits of Hormuz. But U.S. ships will not escort other nations' ships through the passage, only American-flagged vessels.
Correct.
Which is why the British were there yesterday doing what they were doing.
Well, I mean, you have a BP tanker that was trying to move. It had been sitting idle for several days.
Yep, because apparently there was a threat levied against them because of what you mentioned earlier.
That's not apparent. That's a fact.
Yep.
And so I think that they waited for their frigate to show up. And you know, we're not going to – it's kind of like, okay, Britain, you know, you need to take some ownership of this too. You know, we're watching it all. We have assets there that are watching all of this in case some real hostilities, you know, break out in the Straits. So,
just a matter of time, because I'm telling you, they came close yesterday. If those boats had not made their turn, I'm absolutely positive the HMS Montrose would have opened up with their 30 calibers, and that would have been the end of that.
Possible.
All right. Think about that as we head to the break. And folks, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, will be back with myself here right after this short break. So don't go anywhere and come on back, as Jerry Clower used to say. And we'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of my discussion with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. And if you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, there's a little logo link there. You can click on it and sign up for the Gun A Day giveaway. Now, every day at midnight, they change the gun to a different gun. So check that out. We want to be announcing somebody on the show that would win it. You can't win it if you don't enter. It's that simple. And then while you're there, take a look at the three levels of membership that they have for the USCCA, where if you join, you get $474 worth of free stuff, including some real interesting gear from USCCA. Not to forget about the fact that you get that great award-winning concealed carry magazine that also has discounts in it for things like hunting and camping and fishing, as well as guns and ammunition. So that's the USCCA. Click on the logo link on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line who I believe we know who it is, who probably has a question. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bad Game and Bob from Clearwater, Florida.
Very good. What's up?
Hello, Blondie.
Good morning.
One thing I wanted to say here is all these people are thinking that climate change is such a big deal, and I think that nuclear weapons proliferation is a much greater danger to our planet than climate change. Way worse.
It'd make it a lot hotter. It'd make it a lot hotter, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Uh-huh. It'd be real warming, wouldn't it?
Yep.
And the second thing was, I wanted to ask Denise, Tom Steyer just got into the presidential mix, and he's treating climate change just like the asteroids coming, like it's coming next week or next year. Same thing with Ocasio-Cortez. And I just want to comment on him and what you think his candidacy might do to the suck off some votes and might change the election. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, go ahead, Denise. You try it first, but I got an opinion on it, too.
He's worth a couple of billion dollars, and he made his money, interestingly enough, on oil, gas, and coal.
Yep.
In his hedge fund. So he's going to change the money equation on the Democrat side for sure. His only platform prior to running was to impeach Trump. He'd actually been running TV ads on impeaching Trump.
Correct.
And the other piece is certainly climate change. And he's in a panic. He's absolutely in a panic about this. Now, the first set of debates, when the candidates were asked what the biggest threats were, a couple of them said nuclear weapons. The rest of them, said climate change. So, that's really Tom Steyer's only platform that I can see. I haven't seen him speak to foreign policy at all. I haven't seen him speak to education. I haven't seen him speak to health care. It's only climate change. So it's not going to go away as he is gaining some kind of traction, whatever traction that's going to be on the candidate side.
Because he is so radical in his beliefs, and because his introductory speech television ad that he did announcing his candidacy, and he talked about the democracy, the United States, and we had that discussion yesterday about our great democracy. Well, we're a republic, and if you don't believe me, go read the Constitution. Go read how this country got founded. It was not founded as a democracy. And I believe that if he stays in it, which he very well might, he's got enough money to do that, that he will add another 3 to 4 percentage points to Donald Trump's numbers, not the Democratic Party. That's my thought.
Well, you've already got Bernie Sanders who's coming out against him, and I think Elizabeth Warren did too, because they're basically saying that they don't want big, huge wealth and money in the Democrat side of this. These candidates running for president because they feel like they could just do nothing but buy influence. But so you already have some that are kind of pushing back on Tom Steyer getting into the race. Now, he's from San Francisco. He's been at this nonsense for a long time, but he could change the fundraising model real quickly when it comes to these candidates.
Well, that's true. And again, it offers a different perspective on what the real definition of money is, because this guy can just dump money and just all day and all night be on the television, be on the radio, be in the newspapers, and these other people just can't compete with him when it comes to money. They can't.
Well, that's right. Precisely right.
Now, I want to mention the status and the update of the Naval Air Weapons Base at China Lake. We were being told that it was not mission capable, but you're telling me that it has come back online, or to a certain degree?
To a certain degree it has. They actually launched some what are called 2X9 sorties yesterday, and some of the F-18s, Super Hornets, as well as some Growlers. So they were conducting some of those operations. They're still asking for some patience on all this because they do, in fact, have, their engineers and, several other disciplines that are trying to do the repairs of that facility, cleanup crews, artisans, they're getting, working through all of that. But they were not mission capable until yesterday, and they're a whole lot closer than they were.
Okay, very good. Now, the vice president is out and about visiting some military bases. He was in California yesterday at Vandenberg, and he's on a 3-day swing through California and also over into Texas, where it looks like he's going to wind up in San Antonio.
Yeah, he's kind of been tasked with cleaning up some of this mess or changing some the discussions where they need to be when it comes to the monies and immigration in these detention centers. So he's poor guy. I mean, he's having to do an awful lot when it comes to that part of the issues that the White House is facing with the Democrats. They did get the infusion of some dollars, and it has some relief. And they're also saying that as many as 30,000 have dropped from those coming across these borders. But what has happened is Border Patrol, because of these reassignments of the volume of people coming across and having to put, change their model to humanitarian operations, the whole drug component has almost gone to nothing. Mm-hmm. And as a consequence, we've got so many drugs coming right back up, again, across this border in a mm-hmm. big, huge way. We had some kind of control on it. Well, I shouldn't say control, but maybe management. But now there's that other, we have a different kind of panic going on.
Now, China was a bit upset when they heard that Taiwan, our State Department had okayed a billion dollar sale of Abrams tanks to Taiwan. Now we hear that China's upset about that. They want us to stop that. But what China really wants are the new F-16Vs, which are the aircraft that are very combat capable. And if they were mad before, they're going to be madder now, aren't they?
Well, this is all part of the talks that we're having when it comes to the trade agreements between the United States and China. And, we have this cockamamie one China policy, which I completely disagree with. And I think that the Trump administration and Mike Pompeo...
Who put that in? Was that Obama?
I don't remember, but, we were supposed to give all allegiance to
right.
China and to the expense of Taiwan. Well, we're not so much doing that anymore. As a matter of fact, Trump tried to eliminate this one China policy, and then he kind of reneged on it. But in the meantime, several other things are happening, and that is certainly sale of military equipment, but... the other fascinating piece is that China, ZTE, which we know is a colossal security threat, as is Huawei.
Yep.
They're making inroads. China's making inroads into Europe. The United States doesn't want to do any business with ZTE and Huawei, but it seems like Europe does. And they opened up a cybersecurity lab in Brussels. Which is suicide.
Uh-huh.
The other thing that's pretty fascinating is China has sent in tanks, manned military vehicles, and medics into Germany,
yeah.
of all places.
Yeah. All right, well, hold that thought, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes, sign up for her daily sit rep, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta insists he got the toughest deal possible in the sex trafficking case a decade ago involving billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Democratic Congresswoman Catherine Clark believes Acosta's statement was lacking.
There's no apology today. There's nothing that says, I regret this. We've just heard blame shifting and evasion, and we need to hear those words, that there will be responsibility and accountability.
Vice President Pence said the Trump administration was pleased to see Acosta step forward to explain the 2008 plea agreement. After a storm swamped the city of New Orleans, concerns are growing that even worse weather is on the way. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency as tropical storm and hurricane watches are posted. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. And don't forget, also, it goes hand in hand with the different things that we tell you about, gun safety and all. And I will be right back right after this word from the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More have chosen to go the technical school route to learn a trade that will, in most cases, get them a job right off the bat when they get out of high school, and away they go. Now, that's fine, but I can do one better. How about the National Aviation Academy? They can fill the void. They can give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 per year or more. Now, check them out online to find out more by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. They have two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And all you got to do is give them a call and ask to take the tour. Tell them you want to take the tour because you want to see what they're all about. Now, the number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you because it will open the doors wide slap open for you. And that's exactly what you want to do. Now, the United Kingdom is attempting to get some new laser weapons against drones and missiles. And they've been in the developmental stage for quite a while, spending up to $162 million to develop three directed energy weapon demonstrators, including one aimed at killing drones. Now, have you not figured out what these are? Three directed energy weapon demonstrators. They happen to be laser weapons, which would take down a drone or a missile or an aircraft. And they've been working very hard on those. Now, also, four companies have been awarded $72.8 million for special projects for the U.S. Navy, the Department of Homeland Security, and Customs and Border Protection. Now, the companies are Deloitte, Serco, McKean Defense, and Alacreek. All receive contracts for work on unnamed special projects for experimental, demonstration, and developmental technologies for those agencies. We'll see how that all plays out. Now, there are some controversial changes that are being made to the GI Bill, which is going to be delayed for about a year until next year. And the Defense Department officials are going to delay some controversial proposals that limit troops' ability to share their GI Bill benefits with their spouses and children after complaints from advocates and lawmakers that the move could hurt recruiting and morale. Well, geez, that's a new one, huh? Trying to give them more benefits and it could hurt morale? Okay. No, I guess we heard it all until you hear it all. Also, a retired female Marine aviator has unveiled her campaign to unseat Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Now, she's rebuked him for not writing back to her about women in combat and the problems that they face. Now, this is retired Lieutenant Colonel Amy McGrath, who's the first woman in the Marine Corps to fly an F-A-18 fighter jet on a combat mission. And she said that Senator Mitch McConnell never responded to a letter she wrote to him as a child urging women to fly in combat. Okay, I guess that's one reason to get into politics, huh? Also, cyberspace and surveillance isn't going away anytime soon. Can a machine learning decipher an overcrowded radio spectrum? Well, the Department of Defense is considering finding out because they're going to pursue a $4.7 million initiative to use machine learning to decipher radio signals. In the meantime, more leadership changes at the National Reconnaissance Office. Air Force Major General Michael Guertain will serve as the next deputy director of the National Reconnaissance Office. And the NSA, the National Security Agency, is grappling with controls to guard against surveillance abuse. The National Security Agency is behind an implementing of internal data system controls aimed at assuring compliance with the domestic privacy protections in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That's known as FISA. You've heard plenty about it, right? So they're getting involved. Now, after four straight decades of war, the hope for a lasting peace is on the minds of Afghans across the Central Asian country from the Hindu Kush to the plains of Herat. Will it happen this time around? Nobody knows. Could it happen this time around? Sure. But it depends on who has to give up what to do whatever. By the way, House Democrats, would you please pass a bipartisan defense policy bill instead of sitting on your hands? You know, hell hath no fury in politics like a lawmaker who's been betrayed. Better be careful what you wish for, Democrats. Better be real careful. And as you heard me talking about with Denise, and you just heard me mention the Afghan peace deal, peace may, in fact, be breaking out in America's longest ever war, because it may feel like the closed-door talks about peace in Afghanistan have been going on almost as long as the war itself, but they're actually now starting to move in a positive manner. And we'll see what happens. A lot of things could happen, but will they? That's the best thought. By the way, don't count on Germany to help us in Afghanistan or Syria. They say that they're not going to send any ground troops to Syria or Afghanistan as part of its contribution to fighting the Islamic State and the Taliban. They're just not going to do it. Now, that's wonderful. But they got a problem in their country, big time, because of all the people they've let in, including many of whom happen to be ISIS fighters who were on the battlefield. And they just opened the doors and said, okay, come on in, Mr. Bad Guy, because we're going to welcome you because you've been so good, and you're not going to do anything to us. Really? Really? By the way, facing calls of resignation, the former U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida, now the Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, defended his Epstein deal, stating that he stepped in to see to it that Mr. Epstein got jail time and a longer sentence than what the state of Florida was going to do, and the grand jury had indicted him of, which would have gotten him little to no jail time at all, and he basically would have walked free and just would have been out there doing whatever he was doing all over again. Which, come to find out, he continued to do based on the charges that he was arrested on over the weekend. Oh, by the way, did you hear about the Fourth Circuit Court? I'm going to talk about this with Ron Edwards. They tossed out a lawsuit over the Trump hotels in Washington, D.C., and, of course, in Maryland, about doing foreign business in his hotels. So, there you go. Win for the president. All right, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be calling in.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com. Now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Okie dokie, Donna Fiducia. She and her husband are listening to us right now. Don, up there, Carrollton, Georgia way on AM 1330 WLBB. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody that's there in that area. By the way, did you know that Mix and Grow Side Cafe makes their sub sandwich bread fresh daily, and everything they use is of the highest quality ingredients? How about the amazing Superman sandwich or the nightclub sub? Oh my. And their forklift burger isn't called the forklift burger for nothing. Large and in charge, seasoned to perfection with your choice of cheese. It will not disappoint. And when you get done with your lunch at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, how about tasting a little orange swirl ice cream? How about that? Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, the hidden gem of Bradenton. You can call ahead for an order, 941-748-5829, located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida, inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store. And I will be there today, have lunch with the captain from 12 noon to 1:30. So looking forward to seeing you folks down there in Lakewood Ranch and Bradenton, Sarasota, Venice, Ruskin, coming over to visit us. And I know there's a bunch of you are going to be there. And the more the merrier. We can certainly fill the place up. That's Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. Starts at noon. I'll be there till 1:30. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Did I make you hungry?
Yeah, it does. You know, I'm on one of these crazy diets that sometimes don't allow me to eat stuff, but now I get tempted when you do these ads every day before I come on.
I do it on purpose. I could have done something different, but I chose, no, it's breakfast time for you. Might as well have a little something. Besides that, you're going to go work out in the gym anyway, right?
Yep, I do. I try.
All right, well, let's talk about the story of the news story of the hour, and that is the Iranian boats, the five Iranian gunboats, the Revolutionary Guard boats, that came out and tried unsuccessfully to seize a British tanker. Now, they got close, not real close, because they forgot about a British frigate that was steaming down on them with a couple of 30-millimeter cannons pointed right at them, locked on their targets, told them to turn around or else.
Yeah, I'm glad that that didn't escalate any further. Tensions are running high here.
They are.
What makes me nervous is that Iran is in a situation where they're almost, the people in charge almost backed into a wall. The economy is doing so poorly because of these sanctions. Yet, you know, oftentimes when you get people that, are not thinking maybe in a rational fashion, more or less are more of a, it's more zealotry. I'm talking about, Matt, rather than rationality, dangerous things can happen, and we can hope that that's not the case.
Well, the president said in lieu of what transpired yesterday, he's considering even putting more sanctions on Iran.
Again, I mean, I don't know how much further they can go. I know that the last round had to do with money and the people running the country, and I was glad to see that because, you know, oftentimes sanctions, the people that they hurt the most are the people who really don't really have much to do with their government when it's an authoritarian regime, much like what you see in Venezuela or other places, and it can be difficult on them. So hopefully we'll get to some point in time where this thing starts to work.
Now, you and I talked at length when they had the hurricanes back-to-back there in Puerto Rico about the supplies they had there and the fact that they couldn't get them out because the drivers went on strike and they took their trucks home, and then they couldn't get them back because of all the power lines that were down for a while. And some of the politicians there were actually selling some of the hurricane relief supplies that they had on hand right out of the trailers and putting the money in their pocket. Well, yesterday, several ex-Puerto Rican government officials were arrested for corruption for that very same thing.
Yeah, it's, does it surprise anybody?
No.
This is the same place that, defaulted on, billions of dollars of bonds, which we happen to warn people about when all your friendly major brokerage firms were selling them, especially all over the state of Florida in little free dinner seminars. We warn people about that. Puerto Rico is a, beautiful island in the Caribbean where massive amounts of people want to leave and get out simply because of the corruption and nonsense that goes on. It's just that simple. And, when you have big government, when you have a welfare state, this is what occurs. Not to say that stuff doesn't occur like this here in our country. It does. But the extent of corruption that we have when we look to big government and centralized government is extraordinary. And that's what we need to pull away from.
And I was talking to a Puerto Rican yesterday, and I was asking about the voting. I said, you people are American citizens, and when you come to America, like many thousands of you did, came to Florida to get away from all of that down there while they were rebuilding your country, this, that, and the other. I said, did you vote in the last presidential election? And the person said, yes. And I said, well, how are you able to do that when you weren't registered here to vote? And they said, well, we're American citizens. We just, wherever we're at, when we come to the mainland, we just register to vote and we vote.
Well, yeah, that was kind of an issue. We were talking about that well as changing the actual demographics of the state of Florida.
And yeah.
What's going to happen there with the amount of people that came after that hurricane and whether or not it actually is going to affect the state, and it was real close, Matt, with the governor's race there, was it not?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yep,
so,
it was.
We shall see.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is the Customs and Border Protection right now, the statistics are out for June, and the crackdown with Mexico resulted in a cut of the migration of some 28% in the month of June, and that's a good thing.
But what was the cut, Matt? I'm sorry.
28%. There's been a 28.5% drop in the number of illegal immigrants being caught on the border the month of June.
Well, the amount that are caught has dropped. Again, we don't even know how much are coming in. I mean, the last story I read was that there was a big detention center that was built in particular for kids, for young kids that were coming across without their parents, and it's only 10% filled.
Right.
They're having a difficult time catching people.
Yep. And they sneak in various ways. By the way, I was told by a truck driver down in Laredo with the field where the Border Patrol down there confiscates trucks. There's a whole bunch of them down there. The field is full with a bunch of semis, some of them bringing drugs in, but most of them bringing in illegal aliens.
Wow. We have nothing. There's no policy. There's nothing working. And again, it wouldn't surprise me when push comes to shove. I mean, we're seeing a lot of nonsense right now coming from the Democrats with all the stupid giveaways that they keep promising everybody. I kind of find it interesting. As Barack Obama ran on hope and change, he never actually put pen to paper and said all these various different things he was going to give away outside of working to reform health care. These people are gone nuts. However, it may come down to when push comes to shove, they may actually hold Donald Trump's feet to the fire when it comes to immigration and saying that the problem has gotten worse under his watch and we're going to do something about it. You never know what they're going to pull in this upcoming election.
And I'm talking to Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, what is going on with the Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, who is signaling that there's going to be a rate cut coming soon, and in the meantime, there's pressure against him to get him to resign?
There's always the kind of undercurrents, Matt, with pressure here, pressure there to resign. I watch this Federal Reserve stuff, and I kind of, most recessions over the past several, some of which have been caused due to the Federal Reserve and their policies. Donald Trump most certainly wants to have lower rates. He does. One of the issues that I have is that the Federal Reserve, banks can put money at the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve pays interest on that money. And it's over, I forget exactly what it is, over 2% right now. We'd like to see banks keep that money and then make loans to customers rather than take their excess cash and put it at the Federal Reserve. This obviously would be allowing small businesses to have more loans, more expansion, and more economic growth. I think that right now he's taking a look at the underlying currents in the undercurrents in the economy and saying, hey, well, you know what? There's no reason for us to really tighten much more, coupled with the fact that you look around the globe and everybody's doing the exact same thing, and it's hard to compete when it comes to our currency.
All righty. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay dry up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and we're coming right back after the top of the hour with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.